All hit radio 680 680 680 CFTR.
Hi everybody, welcome to Cinco Mas Radio. Dave just opened a beer using a lighter. He's good at that, actually. I noticed you do it in a very fluid motion.
Yeah, I've had a lot of practice. So this is the second episode ever. We're still speaking into headphones. We don't have the budget yet for microphones, but we're working on it.
You think so, by the third show we might have microphones?
I think by the 10th show that we might. So, I'm Dave.
I'm Randy.
I'm Susie.
And we got a very special guest today, Baron Von Luxury. I don't know why your name's hard to say tonight. How you doing, Blake?
I'm doing well, Dave.
Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Oh,
my God.
Dave just dropped his beer.
I just dropped a beer
everywhere.
And it spilled everywhere.
I think it's fitting, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll just let it lie.
I love speaking into headphones or microphone.
Sorry about that.
No, I love it. Broadcasting out of the top floor of the penthouse of the Lucius Estate here, it kind of balances everything out. We get a little glamour, a little dirt, a little grit.
Yeah, there is a little grit.
Yeah, I'm raw. Okay. I just spilled an entire beer on the floor. I'm doing that thing where you, like, make your foot into a mop, and then you mop around with a towel under your foot. I actually clean the kitchen floor like this. I take two towels and get them wet with a bunch of cleaner, and then I just shuffle around for about 30 minutes.
So what's the first track?
Okay, first track of the day. This is off a exercise video featuring Dolph Lundgren of Rocky IV fame. And this is music from the video.
Don't force it. Now change your movement, go side to side. And circles. One way and then back the other way. Great, now let's work the shoulders. Shoulder shrugs backwards. Go back. That's it, take your time, and then forwards, feel those muscles. Now let's swing those arms around. Stretch your shoulders, your chest, and your back. Let's continue stretching the chest and back in this way. And the other side. Clasp both hands behind your back and stretch your chest.
So that was a instrumental off of a exercise video featuring Dolph Lundgren. I don't know the artist, I don't do my research. What's the consensus, guys? Do we like it?
Yeah, I love it. It's one of the freshest things I've heard lately.
Randy, your nickname is Dolph. Where does that come from?
Well, my name's Randolph.
Oh, my God.
So it's like this shortened version. But people, you know, like, Dolph Lundgren's funny to people, right? They're like, Dolph Lundgren, haha. It's funny.
Yeah, I get to laugh at
They look at him like, you know.
That I don't want to go to.
Yeah, and people are like, Dolph! Especially, like, people with high energy.
Can I be Vid? Because my name is Dave, so I'll be Vid.
Yeah, you can be Vid.
Susie will be C. Z. Blake will be...
I'm
No, we're all going on second syllable
nicknames.
We're just
shortening,
I've got a one syllable name, so I'm shafted. But Baron, my fake name.
Ron.
Are we going to bring up some LASF beef on this show?
Yeah, actually, it's one of my interview questions I prepared for Blake. LA versus SF. So we got some more Baron Von Luxury tracks, some new stuff that's unreleased. I'm really excited about hearing that later. For now, I thought we'd play one of Randy's selections.
This next song is AR and Machines, and it's actually two songs back-to-back. Cosmic Vibration off of Die Grün, so, I don't know, it's German, but it basically means like the green journey. And then after that will be Come On People, which is a little more up-tempo. So this is Cosmic Vibrations by AR and Machines.
Down, 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 down.
Okay, we're back. So, Randy, you want to tell us a little bit about those two tracks that played back-to-back?
Yeah, well, AR and Machines. He was like some weirdo in Germany that had an idea to use tape delay on his guitars. And
you mean he used delay? What's delay?
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're putting me in my place, though. It's cool. I should, like, be able to rifle off, like, a textbook definition.
I don't really know what it is, either. Well, those were cool tracks.
Thanks.
Kind of hippie.
Yeah, no, they're very hippie, but yeah. I like to play them for people that like rock and roll.
We got a couple selections coming up from Susie. So, you brought in some James Pants?
Yeah, we can start with James Pants. It's two songs back to back, and they're both pretty short.
And what's the first one?
First one's called 1988, and the second one is Say Yes.
Okay, so here we go, James
James Pants. That both of those songs are off his summer EP. He actually started out as an intern at Stone's Throw, and Peanut Butter Wolf started that label, and he loved what he was doing, and so he went from being an intern to having a music career. I don't know how many albums he has. That's the latest one, though. It came out in June.
Wow, it just came out. Sounds old.
No, it's from June.
I mean, I didn't mean that as... No,
he means, like, it sounds like 20 years old, as opposed to, like...
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez.
Dave just spilled another beer. While you're picking that up, yeah, James Pants, if you guys ever get a chance to see him live, I highly suggest it.
And I thought our first show was bad.
I thought it was good.
That's a lot of character.
Oh, man.
It's impressive.
Yeah. Actually, we just brought in a bunch of beer bottles and totally planned this out. And so every, like, 20 minutes, we're just going to clank bottles to make it seem as if we're spontaneous.
We're partying.
Yeah,
it's a crazy, like, loose studio.
Yeah.
We need to take a quick break with a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with some questions for our special guest, Baron Von Luxury.
This 4th of July weekend, prepare to get annihilated as Bass Pro Shops and Walmart proudly present Mega Monster Truck Rally at the Citrus Bowl, featuring all your favorite trucks, Demon Seed, Ball Buster, Gutchoven, and don't miss the second annual barbecue Twinkie Cook-Off. Tickets are just $10. The first 100 people in the gate get a can of Natural Light. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or Sunny's Barbecue locations in Orlando. Sunday! This 4th of July weekend, be here or be queer.
Okay, we're back with Baron Von Luxury, all the way up from Los Angeles. We're about to play some of his new music on a forthcoming album. What's the name of your new album?
Well, it's actually two EPs, and they're going to be mashed together, merged. Women of a Certain Age is one of the titles of five songs, and the other is The Lovely Teresa.
Did you have an age in mind, a numerical age?
That's, you know, the funny thing about that expression is that it is kind of open to interpretation, but it's, you know, the women of a certain age concept is like not quite a girl, not quite a woman, but also not quite a woman, not quite a old hag, I suppose.
For some reason, 26 to 30?
I don't know. That's a little young,
what?
But
that doesn't...
Maybe that's like the girl... Okay, let's get the girl perspective, Susie.
Okay, so...
Counterpoint.
Woman of a certain age means it's like a euphemism for old.
It really is, yeah.
You don't want to say that she's old. So you say, of a certain age, it sounds distinguished.
That's right. That's right.
So but, of a certain age is like 40.
But what I like about it is that it actually does also refer to like an earlier transition period between being... You're right. That is the classic... interpretation. That's the classic definition. But I like that it also kind of means like, what's Lindsay Lohan right now? What's Britney right now? They're kind of no longer girls, not quite women. They're women of a certain age. But the bell curve would approve of your definition.
And they'd all be 26 to 30.
I don't know, but maybe.
For me, I think it's like when they peak sexually.
I quit the show.
No!
That wasn't a sexist comment.
Randy's just trying to be edgy.
Provocative.
Wait,
you turned off the delay.
Okay,
provocative
ready?
Would sound cool with delay.
3, 2, 1.
Provocative.
Too many syllables. So, Blake brought up some new music from Los Angeles. Let's just dive right into this next track. What's the title of this song?
This song is called Terry Richardson. It's about a photographer named Terry Richardson.
Hey girl, you're something special. Are you in the mood to share? Think you've got potential, and some of us still's in the air. Come, let me take some pictures. Maybe give your friends a call. You'll have fun and make some money. No one needs to know at all. Ooh, you're in control. Ooh.
the end of that song goes, Sun. I'm just kidding. That was awesome. Thanks, Blake. So that was Terry Richardson by Baron Von Luxury.
No, thank you. That was actually the world premiere. No one's ever heard that outside of the Baron Von Luxury inner circle.
Cinco Mas Radio.
Cinco Mas.
World premiere.
Exclusive premiere.
We're on the cutting
edge. Exclusive.
So that's about...
Exclusive. Exclusive.
Exclusive. So that was about some photographer guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I actually met Terry Richardson. I have this... So I live in L.A., and he came into this cafe that I always hang out at, and he came in, and I said, hey, I'm a big fan. What's going on, yo? Hey, I wrote a song about you. Is really crazy, and he was really nice. I gave him the CD, and he was like, yeah, man, oh, you got your contact information? Great, yeah, I'll totally listen to it. So my guess is that he went home and listened to it and got to that part about, like, burning the negatives because the girl took sedatives and all that, and, you know, he's never ever contacted me. The virtue. I would never besmirch the virtue of your daughters. Never would I.
That sounds sleazy. Let's play the next song.
Susie's uncomfortable.
Next up, we got Yarborough and Peoples. I wouldn't lie.
Thank you.
on to that too.
So
but
we
my
were...
hip was all fucked up from doing the show and sitting here or something.
So Randy had an injury on the last show.
Yeah, I sat in Dave and has a high chair in his studio.
He's using that as an excuse to not go to a concert.
It's an excuse because I couldn't walk to go see Randy Newman play. I'd hardly strictly bluegrass and Golden Gate Park with like a zillion other people. Because I hate people and I hate big shows and then not being able to walk on top of that probably.
Why do you even like music?
Well, because I don't have to be around people that like music. I can just listen to it. I can like get that feeling that I need.
Your life
that
is...
I can't get from people. From sound.
You're just walking the line, the dichotomy.
I told myself I wouldn't say like depressing things this time, but clearly I'm back.
Really? Before you left the house, you went and looked in the mirror and you're like, I shall not say.
Well, no, after we did the show last time, obviously, I listened to it, and I was like...
It was awful.
The last show? You thought that was awful?
I don't know. Actually,
maybe I was awful.
Well...
I wish you could see the glances that I'm shooting at Dave right now. I'm, like, trying to convey my feelings to
him. I mean, I was on point.
You were on point. I'll give that to you.
No, I wasn't.
Why is your show awful?
I don't feel like this show is awful.
It's not.
It's just self-deprecating. We don't have anything else.
I think this is the best show ever.
Really?
Yep. I think it's going really good.
No way.
Best show ever.
Thanks. Okay, so...
Why do you say thanks? He's equally a part of the creative.
Oh, well, no. I mean, it's... If you're building a house with somebody and they say, this house turned out great... Are you not allowed to thank them?
Yeah, but you said thanks, like as though you were to be thanked for making the show great. Whereas Susie is equally 33% of the show. I'm just a guest. I'm 0%. But even if you want to give me 25%,
you're still 25%. More. Let's do that more.
Self-deprecating, zero? Sure. No.
Zero? Really? Yeah. Really, Blake?
I'm zero. Zero? I'm nothing. I am but a pawn in the chess game that is this show.
Yeah, let's listen to Paul White. Okay, it's two more tracks back to back. They're both short. Both from this album called Sounds from the Skylight. It's not brand new, but kind of recent. First one's Dream State, and the second one's Ultraviolet. We'll be right back.
That was really good, Susie. So, who was that again?
That's Paul White.
We were just saying he kind of reminds us of RJD2 a little bit.
Also DJ Shadow. Sounds old, but it's not really that old. Maybe like a couple years.
Still a good sound. I'm not tired of that sound. Still a good sound.
Yeah, the first song kind of reminded me of like floating around on clouds and like R. Kelly and like smooth groups. The second song had the Shadow 90s trip hop vibe.
I have to say I'm sort of surprised that Susie's taste leans so into the hip hop realm or trip hop or whatever you want to call it. Like, you know, the beats are more like they're like slower hip hop beats. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is that true for the most part or we just happen to have heard your selections?
No, that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't look that hip hop though, I'm going to say it. She's giving me a very scary look right now.
So that was Paul White. Randy, I'd really like to play that track by that guy from Detroit.
Oh, we? Jimmy Edgar.
Yeah.
Yeah, we...
Let's put that up. And what's the track name?
So the track is called New Touch, and it's off the new Jimmy Edgar LP, which is on K7, I think.
You know, K7 is a French play on words. Because in French, 7 is set, and K7 is cassette.
Oh. Oh, so is it actually pronounced cassette? Like if
in
we were
French,
in France,
you'd be cassette. Cassette.
If I was talking to some music dude in France and I was like, "Yeah, it's on K7," he'd be like, "I
do not know what Z7 is. I do not like you."
And maybe
I told you I was an editor, right? I'm just sitting in the background waiting to correct somebody. No, you're wrong. It's not K7.
You're doing a good job, though. I mean, I always feel like a retard when I like say names of things wrong, like continually.
I'm pretty sure
over
that like 98% of the world calls it K7.
I've never heard it called cassette. That's the first time. But
no, I'm pretty sure that like it's what you call it. But like that's where the name comes from.
I'm gonna correct people who say call it K7 that, now.
I've just given you some ammunition to be superior.
Yeah, and I'll pretend like I knew that all along.
My approach while calculating you.
That was Jimmy Edgar with New Touch. Randy, I'm sorry. We had a slight technical malfunction. We were going to play a song Randy brought, but...
But now it's not there.
Blake, you said you brought this some new music with you?
Well, I can't believe you guys haven't heard of Nicki Minaj, because she's like the ill-ish right now. She's like guests on everyone's stuff, so I think that next up, because there's the hip-hop French frat boy thing going on at this particular episode, we should play some Nicki Minaj. She's like, I'm obsessed with her right now.
Where does she hearken from?
She hearkens from, I believe she's a Trini. But I think she's from Long Island, but her like half her family is Trinidad, and the other half's like, I don't know, Puerto Rican or something, or black. The track is Fuck You Silly. And she's just got a guest verse on it. I actually don't know who it's by. It's from a mixtape. I don't know
Cassie, you a bad bitch, I'ma call you Lassie. Just left it to a last date, Tallahassee. Don't mind me, even with your GPS, couldn't find me. Looking at this boy, I'ma call him McDre, mate. I was wondering if he got good Dick Cheney. Got a Lamborghini so the tourists go high. And a button-down Chris Brown bow tie.
I'm a bad, bad woman, but you already know. I'm hard to handle, baby, I need an animal.
You can't understand it, I'm so stupid with it, boy, I fuck you silly.
Control. I put it down for sure. On the bar, on the floor. So what you waiting for?
You can't understand it. I'm so stupid with it, boy. Fuck you silly. Hey. You can't even stand it. I'm a superwoman, boy. Fuck you silly. Hey.
Yes. Nicki Minaj. It's actually Cassie featuring Nicki Minaj.
Okay.
I don't know. She's super creative and weird and funny and awesome and hardcore.
Cool.
Like on the internet, people are always like bitching in the comment section like about how she doesn't have like, she doesn't have any flow. But like, I don't know, man. I disagree. Like to me, I'm not like a super rap aficionado, but it's so creative and weird and all over the place and the voices and the syncopation and the repetition. It's... I think it's awesome.
You should post back and let them know. Like, your opinion is false. She does have flow.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem fair. You know, it's my Nicki.
So the next track that is going to be played is an older one. It's a mid-90s hip-hop track from Kool G Rap. It's the Capone remix, which is probably the best, or it is the best, of the remixes of the same song that are floating around. And this was a song I've been obsessed with since I was like 13 or 14. It's from some skate video. Just figured out what it was about couple months ago, and it's already number one with a bullet on my iPod.
I got a job with the mob making G's, doing some pickups, deliveries, and transport keys. Yeah, they got me like a flunky money. I'm driving around town with 10 kilos of semi drunk, see? And I'm holding a suitcase with a half a million dollars on my lap in front of my face. And I'm trying to ignore it, but sometimes I get tempted to go deaf and make a run for it. The thought alone makes me shiver. Damn, what if I get caught? They found me floating in the Hudson River. But if I escape, I'll be in shape for my life. But they might get my kid and my wife. See, I'm supposed to make a stop to an uptown spot, run up the block and make another drop. But I got something else in mind. So at the next stop sign, I pull out and load up the nine. I got the money in the hit. Went through the block non-stop, cause I ain't dropping off a rock of it. Then I thought of a plan. So I drove to my house and got my girl and my little man. Come on, baby, pack your stuff, get ready.
Goddamn, why your face all sweaty?
Just hurry up, don't throw no fits. I'm a dead man walking, understand we got a split. I switched the locks on the door. Started packing the Gucci bags like I was going on a world tour. Grabbed the luggage and the gun. Come on, we gotta go. They got a brother on the run.
What? They got the ship mama on the run.
What?
They got the whole ship mama on the run.
I want that son of a bitch dead.
I'm out of here soon as I hit Kennedy Airport. Loaded the other automatic. I don't believe this. I'm like a sitting duck stuck in traffic. I'm getting nervous as hell, G. I'm like a continental pulling right up beside me. Pushed down my door and then I bent low. Bullets are flying through my window. The enemy is on attack. Drew the nine, attack the hammer and I fired at Kenny's back. I gotta take my respect. My bullets hitting crazy mafia members in the neck. Looked at my girl, a bullet struck her. Put in another clip, cause I ain't giving up nothing, my brother. Hit me rolling up in trenches. Spraying at my car, only missing me by little inches. Stepped on the gas pedal, how about my girl is hung? Granny only hit it in the upper arm. Now I'm driving on sidewalks, making sharp turns. My son is in the back, catching heartburns. I got the car shaking wildly. I made a turn, and then I did the beamer in the dark alley. They drove right past, all the chasing stuff is done. Yeah, they got a brother on the run. And I've been sleeping with the engine running all night. I started pulling on my hoe.
Come on, man, what?
Wake up, stupid, we gotta go. Pulled out the alley, then I dipped. Looked down and picked up the nine and put my rounds in a clip. You know I'm heading south, no doubt. Don't care about my whereabouts as long as it's a hideout. Finally, we crossed the border. I pulled into a station to fill up the tank and get a drink of water. Pulling over to pop my ride. Just when I noticed the slimmers ain't coming up from my left side. Then the sucker started ramming. It was the Luciano family. Looked at my girl, she started crying. My finger on the trigger, I pulled it. Bullets started flying. Now I'm hitting all them bastards. Dropping them fast when I'm blasting blood splashes. Then I finally done it. I took them all out, but I caught one in the stomach. Now I'm looking for survivors. So I ran up on the side of the car and hit the driver. And then I lay low. Catching my breath, the only one left was Don Luciano. So I stuck up on the sucker. Put my gun to his head. What's up now, motherfucker? He said, wait, I wanna talk. I put his brains on the sidewalk. Another life I had to waste. He fell on his back and then I spit right in his guinea face. He saw the barrel of the devil's gun. Now they no longer got a brother on the run.
Memories of the 90s.
So next up we got a remix by Baron Von Luxury, our special guest. I think I'm getting better at saying your name as the night progresses, yeah. Mastering the English language. So who's this?
Just be proud of yourself. This is a LA band called Health.
I've heard of them.
They're amazing. They're like really great live band, noisy. And then they have a remix record that just came out called Disco 2, and my remix is on it. It's a remix of their song Eat Flesh, and it was fun for me to do this because I got to experiment with, like, I'm really into slower tempos now, so this is like 96 or something BPM, and it...
So you've crossed the 100 BPM
line. Yeah, I crossed the 100 BPM line, and I don't feel like going back anytime soon.
I don't blame you.
It's nice down there.
Bunch of savages up in the 120s and 130s.
And frat boys. It's like frat boy tempos up there.
Yeah.
People who can open up beer bottles with just a lighter.
But you know what? What's kind of cool is
like I ignored that.
Well, what's kind of cool is that when you go 60 to 65, you can just double it, and you can fit a lot more notes in.
Well, exactly. There's more space, and you can accomplish a lot more.
So this is a remix by Baron Von Luxury. The song's called Eat Flesh.
I love you.
Okay.
So you sign your remix?
Yeah, I do.
I'm proud of that. I got a drop for all my remixes, for all the connoisseurs out there who want to collect them all.
No, that's cool. I know a lot of people sign their beats. Hello? Because people that do beats, it's so funny, it'll be like, it's always like a Rob 27 joint.
No, it's just like, it's pleasurable for me
before they drop their beat, a Rob 27 joint. Feel it, Chicago, and then they'll drop their beat.
No, every time I have a different, I'll just like sample the word luxury being sung in a song. So I've used like ABC and Iggy Pop and Fad Gadget. And that last one was Madonna. I forget the song though. Like after I do it, because I'll pitch it down and I'll weird it out. So I forget what I used.
So you sign your remixes with an audio signature.
Yes, I do.
I need to get one of those.
Yeah, but change it every time. That's the trick.
No, it'll be remixed by Lucius. Remix 2012.
That's especially important for you because people, I think, get tripped up on your pronunciation. Because they see, I think to a lot of people, it comes across as loose shoes.
That's fine. You know, it's funny. I hate bands that have ambiguous pronunciation titles.
Well, you have one.
I know. It's so, yeah. In life, you always become your own worst nightmare. I think it's inevitable.
Probably. That's probably why you hate things, because you identify with them.
Exactly.
They represent a part of you that you just aren't comfortable with. But your destiny is to become that thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's why Star Wars was such a good movie.
Hmm.
Anyway, next up we got... I'd like to play the B-side off Blake's forthcoming album. What's the consensus?
No, definitely not.
Yeah, no, it's a bad idea.
I'm kidding, actually. I think you should play it. That sounds great.
I'm gung-ho, too.
Let's do it.
We could always listen and, you know, decide later. This is a song that I knew that you'd be in. I mean, you know, it just felt very Dave.
Yeah, it's incredible. This the B-side off of Baron Von Luxury's forthcoming album.
Women of a Certain Age.
This deserves to be a single, in my opinion.
The song is called Where the Magic Happens. Thank you.
Okay, that was Baron Von Luxury with Where the Magic Happens off his forthcoming album. And if you're just tuning in, Blake is visiting us from Los Angeles. We're broadcasting out of San Francisco. He's a recent defector. What? I speaketh the truth.
I take umbrage. Umbrage.
In L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A., but I'm from San Francisco. I'm more San Francisco than any of you cats will ever be.
Okay. So, do you feel forced out, or do you feel like it was... Why'd you leave?
Dude, I don't know. It's funny, because, like, I met you, like, weeks before I moved.
I remember that.
And part of my moving was because I just never felt like I fit in musically here.
Who does?
Well... But the funny thing is, like, the second I started to, like, leave, I found you, and I just started to feel like, okay, maybe that was hasty. Because, I don't know, I just
because
never felt
I've
like I found my scene here.
Been here the whole time.
Yeah, well, that's how it works.
No, I know what you mean. I mean, this town can be cold, literally.
Yeah.
And figuratively.
I don't know. I just felt like Los Angeles is more my... Like, what I do is, like, this weird hybrid of, like, it's kind of indie weird, but it's not really. It's, like, I try to write pop songs. And
so,
in San Francisco, I didn't feel like that was understood.
No, definitely not. So, why L.A. instead of New York?
Those are
the only two options in America, by the way. Those are the only two cities. The rest is just a strip.
Flyover land. The real reason is because I got a publishing deal, which... means that somebody said, hey, we'll give you a little bit of money to write some songs. And the catch, such as it were, it's not really a catch because I kind of was into it, was that you need to, again, you need to was not really a bad thing. But we'll put you together and have you write with other people. And
But you know, need to be in L.A.
Well, all those people live in L.A. That's the main thing, is that I was going to L.A. all the time because that's where everyone lives who makes music as part of this kind of co-writing scene.
Huh.
They don't live here. They don't live in New York even. Some of them do, but it's like 88% LA. One of my songs was used in an episode of CSI Miami for a Hannah Montana-esque or Miley Cyrus-y character who...
I love Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Miley Cyrus rules. It was in the episode of CSI Miami where it starts with this like 18-year-old girl on stage singing my song. And then she blows up, and the rest of the episode is about, like she dies in, like, a burning flame. And the rest of the episode is about, like, them trying to figure that out. But the girl I wrote it with, her name is Bonnie McKee. I think it was the mom and the ex-manager, because it turned out to be that they had replaced the girl with, like, a lookalike.
No
and then
way.
They kidnapped the girl because she didn't want to do it anymore. So they kidnapped her, and they set her... And they
is this
replaced
based on a true story?
Totally. It's totally based on a true story.
Is that true story Selena?
It could very well be.
It's too bad, you know, I mean, that's awesome, but you know where the money's at, writing the theme song to CSI.
Yeah,
that guy
I don't
gets
know how
paid
to do that.
So insanely. I mean, not that it's about money.
I'm really bad at chasing money. Like, that's the comic thing about all this is, like, I know exactly how to make money, but I keep failing to do those things because I just don't want to.
Yeah, but you make better music because of it.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that that's like an artistic integrity thing, but I honestly sit down and I'm like, okay, I get that this is what would be making money, but I can't physically move the faders on the, you know, on the screen to make that happen. Like, I keep
the money
not
faders.
Doing it. The money faders.
Can't use
I push the radio button here, it'll be on the radio, but I can't get my finger to click that button right there on the frickin' screen. Anyway, so the girl I wrote it with, just to finish this stupid story, went on to write, I shit you not, right now, she has 3 top 10 hits. California Girls by Katy Perry.
What?
Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. And the song called Dynamite by Tayo Cruz.
I don't know what that is, but I hate Katy Perry.
Anyway, we got some other music coming up here. Next up is... Oh, my God. So terrible. Worst radio station ever. Yeah, but best delay... Oh, ever. Next up, we got a... who we got?
I just found these guys today. They're from Scotland. This came out in 2005. It's called The Willows. Susie just played a compelling song. The name of the band is Bellbury Polly. Song Willows off the album The Willows. It's a little creepy, but not gonna lie.
No, it's good. I love it. I think that was my favorite. Besides Blake's B-side, that's probably the second favorite.
That's the winner. I think everyone loved that one tonight.
I think Nicki Minaj is the winner tonight, no?
Was that that M.I.?
That was the Fuck You Silly. That You Silly.
You know, I don't know. I'm not such a fan of that stuff. You guys might like
Dave
it.
Dave resists hip-hop. I try to turn every track he does into a hip-hop track, and he resists.
I do not resist. I assimilate.
From our prior conversation,
that means that he will be doing it next.
To hip-hop.
That means that he will be doing it next, though, from our prior conversation. That which you resist is what you will become.
So, yeah, I guess.
I'm banking on that.
What? Because I'm a superstar? Why?
If you make hip-hop music, you'd be a superstar.
Well, yeah, because I'm tight.
that was the dorkiest tight ever.
No way, babe.
Ever.
This shit is tight. Yeah, you're right. I am. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Oh, wow.
That was a garbage That's all right. tag sound. That's cool.
Aww. I don't know. Do we have any more music lineup? Randy's doing yoga. Susie's like checking email. Blake's. I don't know. This has been the second episode ever of Cinco Mas Radio. We're out of San Francisco. Blake, thanks so much for being here.
It's been my pleasure, Dave.
I'm Dave.
I'm Susie.
I'm Randy.
Oh my god. I swear the next show is going to be... Okay, so the next show... Tune in next week. We're going to do all music from from fake bands and movies. So all the music of the next show...
Well, we didn't agree to that.
I thought we talked about this.
We did not talk about this.
Susie, what do you think about this concept for the next show? It's going to be all fake bands from movies...
Moms don't like fake bands from movies.
I thought so the next show is Mom Show?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm fine with that. So the show after Mom Show, can we do a show with all music from bands that are in the movie, just music? It's, you know what I mean? Is there a term for that?
Okay, you can pick all the songs.
No, I mean, do you want to do that? This is a democracy. Kind of.
Who are we kidding?
No, I think it's a good cause. Isn't that... Wouldn't you tune in?
Yeah, but,
But she's got an equal vote, so you've got to convince her.
What do you think?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I just thought it'd be a good concept for a show.
I didn't know we were doing concept shows. I like that this show is haphazard. And that we do everything.
Well, it is haphazard, so, like, having it...
A concept can still be haphazard.
Yeah. It's going to be if I'm doing it.
Well, it will be if I have anything involved. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. This is Dave again.
I'm Susie.
I'm Randy.
Bye, Blake.
Special guest.
I'm Baron Von Luxury.
Okay. Bye, everybody. I miss you. Bye.